Welcome to the Moving Past You radio show, a show about identifying, confronting, and embracing the obstacles that block and delay us in walking in our divine purpose. Each week, we delve into the complexities and rewards of walking in your purpose. Now, here's your host, Juanita Gaynor.
Good evening, everyone. How is everyone doing? I'm so glad that you can join us on this evening. We are in the month of October. Again, season four has gotten off to an amazing, amazing start. And I'm just so blessed to have you watching and joining us and sharing these shows along with us. Do not take it lightly. I don't take what you do for us lightly. But let's talk about October. You know, yes, we're going into the fall season and, you know, we're getting ready for Halloween and Thanksgiving and all of those other things. But one thing that is also near and dear to my heart is as a survivor of sexual abuse, of, you know, childhood physical abuse, I'm also a domestic violence survivor. And I do not take it lightly. I don't take it light that women each and every day are in situations that they feel that they cannot get out of, or they feel like they have no one to talk to. And for some, those situations are very, very, you know, dangerous and are very, you know, you can't just say, oh, just leave. Things doesn't work like that, you know. And so before I bring on tonight's guests as they're, you know, getting ready to come on, you know, dealing, of course, you know, technical difficulties, I want to really just talk about my journey of healing when it comes to being a survivor. You know, when you feel like you just don't have anywhere to go, don't know what to do, it's just that you feel like you're being like boxed in, you tend to just stay. There were so many times people say, well, why didn't you just walk away? Or why didn't you say anything? Well, it's kind of difficult to say things when the people that you would run to, or the people that you would confide in, or the people that you would seek for help were friends of the person that was doing this to you, you know, or because the person has gaslit you to the point where you think you're crazy. And everyone else thinks you're crazy. So it doesn't seem logical when you're making a statement against them, because that can't just be this person. That person didn't do that. So will I talk about it more? Absolutely. You know, I remember the day that it became crystal clear that it was time to go. And, you know, it was a situation where a gun was put to my head for the last time. And the Holy Spirit was like, you know, he's going to kill you the next time. No and ifs or buts about it. And so that was the last time it happened. Now, I'm going to be honest. I waited a few more months before I actually filed for the divorce. And I know people's like, why? Because I still didn't have enough in me to love me. And so a situation occurred where it triggered something. It triggered a safety mechanism for children that I have within myself as a child who was abused. So therefore, it was just like, I'm not going to have any children. I don't want this for a potential child of mine to be in this environment. And within that week, I went ahead and went through the process and the paperwork to get away. And it took many, many years of healing to kind of, you know, migrate and get through. Like, it didn't just happen overnight. And I know so many people just want to believe that things happens overnight, like that you can do it. It takes time. My exit plan wasn't solid. Okay. It was not solid at all. It came with some ups and downs, some sticky situations, but it wasn't, you know, pristine or super clean. And it was years of counseling, years of being able to trust, years of understanding that, you know, it wasn't your fault. And people was like, you know, someone asked me, when does it become your fault? When does it become your fault? I don't feel that it ever becomes your fault. I feel that once you have the tools necessary to escape and leave safely, that is your responsibility to do. I know so many mothers out there who feel like, I'm just going to stay because of my children. Please don't do that. There are so many men out there who are in abusive situations. And I know people are like, what do you mean men? I mean, my dad was abused by my mom. Like, I literally watched her physically abuse this man, and he would never lay his hands on her. So it does happen from both aspects. It happens both ways. And you can't always say, you know, I'm going to do this in this situation, or if it was me, I'm going to do whatever. That's not the case. I said the same thing. I'm not going to put up with this. I'm not going to put up with that. But if you don't have the self-esteem, if you don't have the self-love, if you don't have the foundation for looking out for yourself and being, you know, all-encompassing for yourself, then you're going to fall into that trap. Because when you're on the outside looking in, it's so easy to definitely just get the eyes murky, you know. And so when you think about being unshackled from, you know, and overcoming abuse and, you know, finding healing and things like that, there's so many layers to the process. There's so many layers to the overall thing that you're going through. And so when I think about just even my personal journey, and we're going to just go, I'm just going to do more of my journey or whatever until our guests can, you know, come on this evening. If not, it'll just be me. Okay. But when I remember someone asked me, what was the turning point? Like, what was the key point, a moment that I realized that I needed help and it allowed me to break free? It was really, even after I had left this domestic violence situation, let me make this clear. Even after I had left the situation and I was no longer actively in the situation, it was years later, when I was able to actually break free from those chains of abuse. And I know you're probably like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Just because I was no longer physically in the situation, my mind had been so warped. My self-esteem had been demolished. There was no self-worth that I felt about myself. There was no foundation to actually actively rely on. So even though that I'm not in the situation, even though I am not being financially abused, mentally abused, psychologically abused, or physically abused, subconsciously I'm abusing myself. Because now what happens during this process is you're out, you're working, you're trying to thrive, you're trying to do all of these things, but you doubt yourself. You begin to pick apart and pick a piece every decision that you've ever made in your life. You begin to think, you know, well, if I wasn't able to make this decision, how can I make the decision moving forward? And what it does is that it paralyzes you from moving forward and making decisions. And I remember I was in a situation where I became so angry. And it took me to a really, really dark place. And I had made a promise to myself that I would never go back to that place. So I decided at that point I needed to be in counseling. I needed to talk to somebody. I needed to make sure that I was going down the proper path, because I couldn't move forward even in my healing from being sexually assaulted and abused as a child. Like, I was still trying to heal from one aspect, but now you add on the domestic violence and it's just like, I'm trying to heal two battles. And because I refused and I didn't have enough fortitude to heal from the domestic violence battle, the child in me was just drowning again, because we had started that healing process and it was just like, you got to choose. You have to decide if you want to live. And I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know. And when you finally become that, and when you finally do that, you decide to go through the healing process, and you decide to make the changes that are necessary for you in your life. Now, I'll be honest with you. Does it feel like, you know, you can do something different? Yes, you can. You can do something different. And you can move forward, or you can ignore the things that you have to go through. Or you can decide that you're going to, you know, take a step or take a leap of faith. And then just know that you may not get it right the first time. And I think that's the most important thing that I want people, women and men, and people to understand. We don't always make the decision right the first time. Sometimes we come out and then we go back in, and we stay out for a minute and we go back in, because what we're doing is that we're learning a new way of how to live. We're learning a new way of life. We're learning a new way of how to maneuver. And sometimes we go back and forth. You know, we dipping up like that guy that you know you shouldn't be dating, or that girl you know you shouldn't be dating. You know it. You know you shouldn't be dating that person. You know you shouldn't be talking to that person. And you give back. We've all done it. I've done it. But then you have that aha moment where it's just like, this is not good. You don't need to do this. You need to do something better. And it finally clicks that you have to do something better. And I remember when I decided, and really when I decided to go through my counseling and really begin the healing process, it wasn't even for myself. It was a coworker who I love so dearly. And she was like, if you don't do it for me, do it for baby girl. That's what I'm going to name. I'm not going to put her name out there, which was her little girl. And I'm going to be honest with you. I loved her little girl. Oh my gosh. I loved her with all of my heart, all of my mind. I just loved that little girl. And there was nothing that I wouldn't do for her. So I wanted to be okay for this young lady, this little baby girl. So I decided that it was time to actually, you know, do what I needed to do. And I'm so grateful, because when I did that, I got the help, real help that I needed. You know, you got people who listened to you. You got people who understood you and didn't make you feel crazy. And so when I think about the resilience and the hope that I had to have through my healing journey, it can be frightening sometimes, you know, because you don't know how this is going to end. You don't know that in healing that hurt child, you can now heal that teenager, that can heal that, you know, young woman who was in those situations. You don't know that during that healing journey that you now become a better version of yourself, that you can become that advocate for someone else that somebody wasn't able to be for you because they didn't know a way out. You know, when you really go through it, it helps. It's comforting. It's loving. You know, now when we're talking about resources, now, if you're in an active situation right now, on your screen, we are scrolling the National Domestic Violence Hotline number. That is 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. If you're finding yourself in situations, if you go to their website, they have a way for you to safe search so that you can erase your search history so nobody can track you. Sometimes it starts with a phone call. I know sometimes we want to reach out to our friends. That's not always a viable option. That's not always a solution to do so. We can't always reach out to our friends, and it's okay that we can't. you know, but you have professionals that will keep it anonymous, that will keep you covered, that will keep you loved, and you can move forward. When I think about walking in resilience, when I think about being unshakable in my journey, when I think about overcoming it, when I think about finding the healing, when I think about taking off all those chains, you see me today, you don't believe, no one could believe that I've gone through what I've been through, because they no longer constrain me. They no longer confine me. They no longer define me. They are pivotal moments in life that have built a foundation so that I can be the best person, best coach, best cheerleader that I can be for women who may not be able on their own to get to that next level. Or you may be a woman who is like, I've gone through the healing and I'm in business and I don't like what I'm doing anymore. I'm looking for other change. Or I'm a woman that, you know what, I know I should charge more, but I don't understand why I can't, you know, charge that amount. Or I can't understand why I'm so content at being below the ceiling. That all has to do with the trauma. That all has to do with additional healing. Because I think we all believe at times that healing is just a one and done thing when it's a continual process. God allowed me to go through my healing in sections and in periods, because the little girl, the young adult, the preteen girl had to be healed and had to be whole before I could take on the abuse and the rage and the, you know, destruction that I allowed myself and put myself in, you know, as a young adult. That child had to be healed and whole, and a foundation had to be set up. So sometimes I think, you know, it may be triggering when you've gone through counseling, you've been good for a couple of years, and you have a step back. You know, you have a moment where all of a sudden you feel like you're, you know, you're spiraling out of control. And that's not because you are spiraling out of control. It's called, you have reached a point in the healing where you now have to deal with something in your life that is triggering that core memory again. And it was a part of the core memory that was suppressed because it didn't come up, because it wasn't a part of that initial journey. So you have to go through those things, and that you'll realize that all of your healing process, you have trigger points. Everything that you do is linked back to a trauma moment or a trauma point. And once you've come against that moment, you know, now it's like, okay, we have to dig deeper into what that is so that I can now flourish into the next chapter of life. So if you're, you know, friends with, family with, connected with someone who is a survivor or is going through the process of healing when it comes to domestic violence, understand that it's a process. Don't think that because they've walked away, it's all one and done. Don't feel that once they've done it, it's great, it's good, and you don't have to do anything more. This is going to be a lifelong journey. Your trauma wasn't a single point in time. So your healing is not going to be a single point in time. So I want you just to be kind and empathetic and loving to them. Be loving to the children that are involved. Be loving to everyone that they come in contact with. And once you do that, you're helping a community. You're helping the foundation of, because these young people, the young people who are the product of this, is going to be future leaders. So we have to start this process now. We have to stop thinking that it's a one and done deal. And that once you're supposed to move out the situation and you got a new place or whatever, it is something that is going to be lifelong for not only the spouse or the partner, but it's going to be a lifelong thing for the children as well. So be kind, give them grace, give them love, and give them support. Again, if you're going through anything, if you're needing immediate help, if you need immediate help, call 911. Like, that is the first thing that you do. If it's something immediate and you need immediate attention. But if not, and you're looking for resources, you're going to plan, call 1-800-799-7233. That is 1-800-799-7273. Oh, I want to thank you. This was a quick, moment in time. Our guest obviously is having some technical issues and wasn't able to join, but I was just able that I had this time, alone time with you, just to speak on the significance of this month. So you're going to see a lot of purple running around. I am speaking on other, platforms as well. And embrace the men and women, and I did say men and women who have gone through domestic violence, embrace them, love them, show them support. Let them know that you have their back. So I want to thank you for joining us on this evening for this quick minute with me. It was a little bit more than a minute, but you know what I mean. Join us next week at 7 p.m. As we come back on, October is packed with amazing guests. We have three heavy hitters coming back to back this month. So I look forward to next week. So I'll see you next week, same time, same location. Be blessed and have a great long weekend. Have a great one.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moving Past You Radio Show. Make sure to visit our website at www.movingpastyou.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you found value in the show, rate us on iTunes or simply tell a friend about the show. And be sure to tune in next Friday for our next episode. And remember to always be kind in your word, your thought, and in your deed. Be blessed.